by Violet Plumsteed. Every little black girl needs a little black bear. Little black bear, Mr. Brown. Protect your bunk beds, bed bugs, and boogeymen. Beware of his bite. Little black bear, Mr. Brown. Beware rifle fire, catcher wagons, and body snatchers, Mr. Brown. Little black bear, Mr. Brown. Ribbon to a street lamp, the blindest, buffest bear, Mr. Brown. An angel sings lullabies, grants prayers, loves, loves, loves me. Good afternoon, citizens of Philadelphia. My name is Violet Plumsteed. I am the mulatto daughter of former Mayor William Plumsteed. My mother is Elizabeth Smith, who is cherished even now as she rests. I am an orphan. Yes, I stand before you today as an orphan. Though my father, the mayor, is alive and well. Can you believe that? I was 9 at the Bray School. I had frequent meltdowns that distracted my peers and many lessons. If it weren't for my parentage, no doubt I'd be expelled. Miss Mary Krause curated a special routine to quiet my madness. Every day, she'd direct me to the back of the classroom with a comfy armchair, overlooking a large window onto Market Street. In that chair, I became an artist. Miss Mary Krause gave me my first journal. Every day in that chair, I explored the recesses of my imagination without the regimen of algebra. But why should one child be allowed to play? I brought the matter to my father. My father, the mayor, brought the matter to Miss Mary Krause. The day after, every student wrote poems every day. The Orphan's Friend. That was the anthology that Miss Mary published. It was called The Orphan's Friend. A collection of poems from our class. I was no orphan, nor was my peer Stephen Ricks, the sharpest of us all. Miss Mary Craw's purpose, my father the mayor explained, was to defend every Negro child's right to poems. The title is larger than the truth. The title is larger than the truth. The title is larger than the truth. What did my father the mayor mean? Larger than my earliest memory laughing in the winter as he and Mama skipped rocks on the frozen Delaware? Larger than their hands firmly grasping mine? Larger than their smiles they conjured from the bitter cold? Mine splice of theirs? My truth ought not to be small. It's strange to feel both small and extraordinary. Did other children have to feel this way too? Children are extraordinary and large when they pick flowers, and children are extraordinary and large when they pen novels. Children are children, children are children, children are children, and children will. Is that the fear in Philadelphia? Is that the truth? The truth, orphans don't exist. In Philadelphia, orphans are made.